With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. On this day three of the government shutdown, there will be another Senate vote on a Republican bill to end it. And House Speaker Mike Johnson says at this point, the ball is entirely in the Democrats' court.
Don't ask the Republicans what we should be doing or what we should be negotiating. I don't have anything to negotiate. I sent them in good faith exactly what they had voted for before. We did not put any Republican provisions in that. And we tried to make this very simple, in good faith, so the appropriations process of the people can continue.
A key economic report is among the casualties of the government shutdown.
The Labor Department typically releases its monthly job numbers on the first Friday of the month. But that report on economic data is being delayed amidst the ongoing shutdown. A short delay won't be very disruptive, but a long absence of those numbers could pose challenges, particularly for the Federal Reserve. The Fed relies on jobs data as it grapples with interest rates amid a slowing labor market. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A 35-year-old British citizen of Syrian descent named as a suspect in yesterday's deadly car and knife attack outside a synagogue in Manchester. Two people were killed, three hospitalized with serious injuries. Police fatally shot the suspect, putting an end to the attack on Yom Kippur, the holiest of Jewish holy days. Russian President Putin warning the U.S. that supplying Ukraine with long-range missiles will seriously damage relations between Moscow and Washington while not altering the situation on the battlefield. The Bishop of London, Sarah McLally, has been named Archbishop of Canterbury, first time a woman has been chosen as the spiritual leader of the Church of England. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 122 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 72 points. This is SRN News. The Bible continues to be translated into more and more languages.
The global movement to make the Bible available in every language is gaining remarkable momentum. Wycliffe Bible Translators reports that one of the greatest barriers to Christian mission is the absence of Scripture in native languages. But that obstacle is rapidly being overcome. In the past year alone, 118 new Bible and New Testament translations have been released, an average of one every 3 days. Of these, 23 were full Bibles and 95 were New Testaments, marking the highest annual total to date. George Williams, SRN News.
World Magazine reports Transportation Secretary Duffy has ordered a painting of Jesus to be returned to a prominent place in the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. A lieutenant in the U.S. Maritime Service painted the large artwork titled Christ on the Water, which depicts Jesus appearing to a lifeboat full of sailors in 1944. This is SRN News. Federal health regulators have approved another generic version of the abortion pill.
That's prompting outrage from pro-life groups. Students for Life Action, in a statement Thursday, called the approval of mifepristone a stain on the Trump presidency and another sign that the deep state at the FDA must go. The FDA first approved the drug as safe and effective in 2000. The new version of the pill is from drug maker Evita Solutions. It's not the first generic version, which the FDA previously approved in 2019. Keith Peters, Washington.
Newly filed lawsuit by parents of a college student killed in a Tesla crash says she was trapped inside as the car burned because of a design flaw that makes it difficult to open the doors in fires. The suit alleges that Tesla knew of the flaw for years but failed to fix it. There's been no comment from Tesla. More details at srnnews.com.